Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's the one and only, your girl, MJ Law. And we are bringing you a Saturday show, all right? Saturday evening, real news. All right, I have a special guest in the biz building with me chilling right in his IE. It is your boy and returning co-host, Impact, from the MJ Live Show. Impact.
What it do, everybody? I'm in the building with your girl MJ right now. What it do?
All right. And we getting it in, y'all. And we got a crazy show tonight. Crazy, wild show. But first, you want to see if you want to call in and join us. 1-323-642-1230. What's that number, Pat?
It is 323-642-1230.
All right, so you heard it from Pat. You didn't hear it from me. You heard it from Pat, so that lets you know that it's a real number, that I ain't lying.
That's right, everybody. Call on in, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the conversation started.
All right. You know what I'm saying? What's up, man? All right. We got a crazy show tonight. And we're going to try to bring you two shows, right? We're going to try to bring you two of them because, you know, I'm only doing 30-minute shows right now. We are just literally doing test shows to see how it's all going to play out, you know? But tonight, we're going to be talking about time travel.
That's right, time travel, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it. We're going to really get into the meat and potatoes of it a little bit anyway. Let's go touch on the surface just a little bit.
All right. So, with no further ado, you know, let's talk about time travel. Now, look. All right. Time travel, I don't know if it's necessarily possible yet, but supposedly it is, right? Now, Pat, you know, this is your area of field or you know, your area of expertise, conspiracies and weirdness, right? All right. So tell us what you have learned about time travel so far. When you hear time travel, the word, what do you think of?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, people traveling through time or objects traveling through time, whether that be in space or whether somebody has invented something to manipulate time and space and be able to move through it.
Okay. So, would you ever want to time travel?
Well, you know, like every human being, I won't say every human being, but, you know, I know that I couldn't say that I wouldn't want to. So, yeah, I would want to see a little bit of something. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind it if it was possible or if it is and if it was available, you know.
Now, if you could time travel, where would you go? Yeah, let's put him on the spot. Y'all find out where he's going to go. And we're going to find out the real tonight.
Well, it all depends on if you want to go to the future or go back to the past. For me, I guess I would start with wanting to go back into the past. And not particular my past, but in past history, in history of the world, just to see if things that is supposed to be true, to find out for myself if it was true.
Okay, sounds good. And I got a little sample. Physicist Kip Thorne explains how time travel is possible. So let's check it out. It's a real short clip, courtesy of www.expressco.uk.com. So basically, he just tells a little bit about how you time travel.
The mouth of one wormhole down near the surface of the black hole, time goes very slowly there.
I don't know.
Time
that the sample's really coming through really well.
As they do now, get out of the half the wormhole down there to the surface of the black hole, and it sits there. It was only a few hours passing while up here on Earth, so billion years now, we on Earth then go down through the wormhole and kind of come out to the surface of the black hole a billion years earlier.
Okay. So I don't know if you all heard that, but he was saying like the difference between wormholes and black holes and how you travel. If you're going to travel through a wormhole or you're going to travel through a black hole. Now, we all know you can't travel through a black hole because you'll get ripped to shreds, right?
Now there's evidence that is suggesting that it could be possible to do it.
Okay. Right. So I think that if I time travel, I want to find out what's going to crack so I can change it up and make it happen. One second, everyone. We've got a time traveler. And one second. Okay. So the time traveler. So the time traveler just came through and said they're hungry. They, you know, so okay. So that lets you know that from the future, you know, you can make food orders and whatnot. So I'm going to play some music, and then I'll be right back, people. Right back. MJ Live, people. One second, everyone. All right, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. MJ Live, people. We have 20 minutes remaining, and the show, if I could go back in the past, I would start the show over. You know, that's my time travel. I changed it to I don't want to go to the future. I want to go to the past. Now, look, you know, we are guerrilla style right now. So we're still, like, doing test shows. This is basically like test shows, but I'm still bringing you subjects because, you know, the MJ likes to bring you the meat and potatoes of, you know, radio. So, look, let's get into the definition of time travel. One second, everyone. By the way, the number is 323-642-1233 if you want to call in, but ain't nobody calling in. But it's cool, though. It's cool. Because when I open up the switchboard, it gets real. So it's okay. I can wait on that. I can wait on y'all calling me and cussing me out. I ain't got time for that. All right. Time travel is the concept of movement between certain points of time to movement between different points in space by an object or a person, typically using a hypothetical device known as a time machine, in the form of a vehicle or a portal connecting distant points in space and time, either to an earlier or to a later time without the need for the time-traveling body to experience the intervening period in the usual sense. Time travel is a widely recognized concept. It is a widely recognized concept, excuse me, in the philosophy and fiction. It was popularized by H.G. Wells' 1895 novel, The Time Machine, which moved the concept of time travel into the public imagination. However, it's uncertain if time travel is to past and is physically possible. Forward time travel, outside the usual sense of procession of time, is possible according to special relativity and general relativity, although making one body advance or delay more than a few milliseconds compared to another body is not feasible with current technology. As for backwards time travel, it is possible to find solutions in general relativity that allow for it, but the solutions require conditions that may not be physically possible, like aging backwards. You see what I'm saying? If you go forward in time, you might they can probably slow down that process of you aging to see that time. But as far as like going backwards, you're probably going to age backwards. It's probably going to mess you all up. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think if you go back?
I don't really think so. I mean, I don't know, but just my opinion. I don't think it will no more than if you went to the future with age. I think if it was like that, it's energy, put on one point in time that probably takes you and warps you to wherever you're going, and considering what machine you have built.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think it necessarily would, but who knows what type of side effects, body-wise, that it could come from. Just like if you're traveling in space and the non-gravity that's there, or even for the people who are up on the space stations, and how the non-gravity affects your body. So I'm sure that there probably, I would think it would be some type of effect, but I don't think it would be that much.
Really? You don't think it'd be that much?
I don't think it would be that much. I mean, but like I said, that's just my opinion. But it could be. And hey, if somebody knows something, call in. If you feel like that it would or it wouldn't, call in.
Okay. See, he putting you out to the challenge. You know, what do you think it could happen? And if you're a scientist and you're just sitting back listening to the show, call in and give us some facts, and we will drop you something in paper.
Now, you know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff out there where, you know, people say that they have actually time traveled to the future and back, or as the one guy of late who is from 2030, and he came back here, and so, you know, I don't know if all of it is true or not. I'm not going to believe that all of it is true, but anything is possible.
With time travel, or
yeah,
just period,
yeah, just period. So there may be people who have actually did it, and you know, is trying to tell their story.
Right, which leads us into a YouTuber by the name of Apex TV, which I guess he has a lot of different subjects about time travel and whatnot, which is kind of crazy. And you have a lot of conspiracy theorists and all kinds of different beliefs.
And Apex TV is really good. They're, you know, they interview people who, you know, say that they have time travel. And apparently the people who have time travel specifically come to Apex for some reason. And so Apex TV in the future must supposedly becomes a brand and whatnot. But a lot of them seem to come there. So, you know, check them out sometime. They're a great show.
All right. James Oliver claims to be from the year 6491. Apex sat down for an interview with in an undisclosed location as he told them their story or his story. He claims to be from another galaxy and he is currently stuck in 2018, which probably ain't cool because if you in 2040 or 2050 or wherever he's from, you know, I'm pretty sure it's better than that. Or maybe it ain't. The last time traveler gave amazing details about the future of Earth. So I'm going to let y'all listen to a sample.
And what happens is your bank accounts are all tied to that. And there are these kiosks, and you put your hand in the kiosk, and it scans the chip, it decrypts the enigmas, and then you can see your personal information, and then it allows you to access your bank account.
Hold on. He's talking about financial records, which is cool, but we need to learn about it. But it's all right. It's just, you know, I don't want to get into financials with time travel right now. Not right now. We don't want to discuss the chip, nothing like that on this show right now. Not right now. We got a plan for that one because that's major news right there.
No air travel for second illustrated ropes. Now there's obviously what we call I can't tell you what we call it's classified, but if you've all ever seen the movie The Adjustment Bureau, I'm bored, so I've started watching the I can't work, so I can find something to do. If you've ever seen that movie before, there's a whole plot point about ripples and society. They cannot do things that will change the course of history. They call those ripples, and I have to be very careful that I don't generate any. But you know, not everybody's as careful as me, so.
All right, so he's discussing basically, you know, what did you think from that?
Well, he's, you know, he doesn't want to make any ripples in time, which is what a lot of them say. They don't want to say too much because of, you know, they don't want to change the course of events. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, you travel through time. I even think personally that alone is messing with time. But in the end, you know, you're going to, if you have that type of technology and, or if you're that type of person that, you know, invents all types of stuff like that, then yeah, well, you'll be traveling through time if you can do that.
All right, back to the clip.
Ripples have been generated and will be generated. So keeping in mind what I'm going to tell you is likely, but it's not guaranteed. But something like the Yellowstone eruption, if we were to have that sort of ash, the second an airport is covered in that, it's going to shut down because it's not safe to fly. So if Yellowstone were to erupt, you need to get yourself to an airport as fast as possible to leave the country. I know that's hard, but it's better than being stuck here. And scientists have estimated that it would take about 5 years for the ash to dissipate at minimum. You know, that's a big problem, because now you have growing here. So essentially, the whole country would be dead for 5 years, and that's not even counting how long it will take for the soil to become fertile.
Now, I got some questions to the general public and to the listeners that's listening tonight. Or that will listen tonight or listen in the future. Right. If he doesn't want to cause ripples, how is he telling us about the eruption of Yellowstone? Like, he's literally telling you, when Yellowstone erupts, get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, that's
so major. What if we went to the airport right when that happened? You know what I'm saying? What if our cops were like, back? I'm going to went to the airport, meet me with the radio equipment, we going live. You know, before Yellowstone blows. That changes the course of events, because after we leave this show, you know, and say like Yellowstone erupts and we had never listened to this, we would have just probably been sitting and waiting, you know, for help or going to try to, you know, get help or whatever. But what I'm saying is, he told you what to do. Doesn't that cause a time ripple?
Yeah. Absolutely does.
Well, you caused the ripple, James Oliver, because I'm going to the airport. As soon as I hear something about a Yellowstone, I'm going to the airport. Everybody that's listening now, and you've been warned. I didn't mean for it to go like this. I thought it was supposed to be just us discussing time travel. We didn't got a tip from the plug from the future. All right, back to the plug.
That's the part I can't really tell you because of ripples and whatnot, but I can tell you it will happen. It'll be within the next 200 years, for sure. So, again, unless you can come up with a way, I know you've all been thinking about ways to stop the eruption from happening, and I've even heard stories about detonating nuclear weapons to try to break up the rocks and distribute the pressure. You have to come up with something like that. You have to come up with some solution. This problem is an active volcano and it will erupt, and the death toll will be catastrophic.
I think that's major. I think that with him just talking about Yellowstone, like, you know, you want to know, if you met a time traveler, right, and they telling you some stuff, would you really even believe them? Would you be like, you know, I'll believe.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to ask yourself that question. You know, some of them, you know, may not be who they say they are, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, you definitely have to search and do your own research for yourself. But I think that you know, I think it's definitely possible. I think it's definitely possible for it to be possible with the time travel.
All right, so courtesy of MJ Live. Apex TV, y'all. Shout out to y'all.
Treat everybody as an individual person and not really judge them as to what the government is doing because of this.
Oh, no. Okay, so look. James Oliver getting a little deep. But I tell you what, I think we've heard enough as far as, like, with, you know, just what he's, you know, say, this is a perfect example if you met a time traveler. Maybe the news that they tell you ain't going to be so pretty. You know?
That's right. And I mean, I would think that either way it go, you know that these things are a problem right now. We know global warming is a problem right now. You know, we know, we see the signs.
Really? The signs of the time?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I didn't even expect all that. You know, I expect for it to get deep and, you know, you hear, like, future events, but when they say something like that, like, that's major, you know. We're gonna keep an eye on that, the MJ Live Show, and see if you know, we're gonna have live coverage at the airport. How about that? Pretty good, I guess, to do with what James Oliver just said. You know, you heard it here first, people. We saved your lives. Don't forget about us.
We carry out no emissions in countries that I'm not allowed to name because I've signed the Official Secrets Act. And from there, I was contacted by a government department that called themselves Section 18.
See, this is another time traveler, and he has details from 2075, and he reveals the World War III details, which, what do you think about that? Do you think someone can predict that? Do you think there's not a war coming, but is that really fair for a person to tell somebody that, hey, there's a war in the future, and, you know, this is what happened?
You know, I don't...
Because it's going to happen inevitably, right?
Yeah.
Where does it
going to happen?
If it happens to people, which we're neutral.
Yeah, you know.
Michael Phillips claims to be a time traveler who was born in the year 2043, which is well after James Oliver in 2075. According to Michael, he was part of a top secret mission to travel through time. What? They getting deep tonight. They getting deep tonight. Impact.
Watch this go for a second.
Would you still want to travel? Would you still want to travel to the past? Hear what the guy said about the future. Would you rather know the future or would you rather look at your past?
You know, I mean, you want to see both, but, you know, in order to know where to go, you got to know where you've been. I don't know if we know all of that yet.
That's right. MJ Live, people. We have 4:44 remaining. I did not even mean to do all this.
As I go, you just chilling, man.
Right, but you know, people, let me tell you something. I ain't about to be discussing conspiracy theories now on my show. We trying to stay alive. We trying to bring you out the next episode. You know what I'm saying? Because, when I mention a certain person's name, my feed gets scrambled. So I will not, I'm just going to play it so safe. I promise, Pat, I'm going to be playing it so safe this time around. You can call me St. Mary. I ain't about to go there. You might hear a cuss word or two slip.
We neutral here, man. We just we want to hear y'all views.
All right. So look, you know, what you been doing with yourself, Pac? You know, we ain't heard from you in a while. I try to find all the hosts, all of you all hide from me. It's just like I ain't paying y'all enough. I'll put your blast on the earth. Am I not paying you enough? What is it gonna take for me to get the squad back together, man? I swear you get the squad back together, man. It's lonely. That's real.
Right.
Are you out hearing me? What you been doing with stuff, Pac? How you been doing?
Oh man, I've been chilling, doing my thing, grinding. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to stay on top of things. You know.
Right.
So just decided to drop through and, you know what I'm saying, see what's cracking.
Right. Okay. Okay. So you still rocking with the girl MJ? That's what's up. I appreciate that so much, people. Look, it's good to have a familiar face on the air with me right now. You know, y'all know we did about a zillion shows, and like I said, it's Operation Get the Squad Back Together. I know it ain't gonna happen though, but at least y'all know that I still, you know.
That's right.
Y'all
that's
got
right.
an open forum to come and, you know, discuss the
that's
things.
Right.
And drop some music if
you gotta drop through to the MJ Live. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it.
MJ Live, people. We got 2 minutes remaining. Well, 2 minutes and 31 seconds. 39. Oh, I'm all off. Never mind. We've been getting it in, talking about time travel. Will we go to the future? We will go to the past? What will we do? I don't think we came to a conclusion this show. I mean, because you would want to know stuff in your future, but everybody wants to go back to the past.
Try
to fix something.
That's what it's, you know, that's what you want to do. Just make the decision for yourself. And then some things is just better off, you know, left alone. Because, like, if you go to the future, well, guess what? You may even see yourself when you leave this earth. You might see yourself die. So, you know, it may be good just to leave well enough alone and just, you know, people, even if the time travelers are true, in the end, you have the mindset and the right to make your own choice. So that's the thing. We still can make right choices. And I think that there is things in place to make right choices and whatnot, but it needs to be a better back, and it needs to become a way of life. You know, but we are where we are.
True. So look, y'all, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We had a nice night tonight. Saturday night, I brought you an evening show. You know what? You want to do this again?
Yeah.
How about we come back in another, let's say, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
You know? And you want to talk more about time travel? Or you want to?
Let's change it up a little bit. Let's talk about some other stuff, man.
What you want to talk about?
Let's get it cracking, man. Let's talk about what's out there. Let's talk about what's up in hip hop. Let's talk about, you know, let's just expand it, man. And then we can still come back to the time travel.
Okay. We can do that. MJ Law, people. It's just so real. If I don't get back on the air tonight, I will be back same time, same place. Like, I'm just kidding. It won't be same time, but it will be the same place. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really worked out my schedule yet, and I have like 20 different irons in the fire. Y'all know that. It's always been like that for MJ. So, you know. Oh, but I did want to say that I will be dropping a couple lines on the show called Final Credits. Like, I'll bring you more details about it, you know, when I find out more about it. I need to sit down and have a meeting, a couple meetings and whatnot, but it comes out, we crank it out March 17th, and as soon as I find out more details, I'll hit you all with the link and whatever else I got going on with Final Credit. If you can call me, you might be able to call your girl on that show. I don't know. We might not let y'all in like that because we ain't got time. I told you, we don't be playing this, you know, call and be acting crazy. But if you want to call and be serious, you know, then nothing. But anyway, gonna hit you back. We might be back a little later. We're gonna try. Hit me up. Write this number down: 1-323-642-1230. If you hear us on the air, I was back. MJ Wild, people.